Welcome to Run BTS Club. Today we're watching episode 29. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Money, money, money. I love this intro. Taylor Bangtan Billboard Hot 100 공약. So the pledge was, if they ever entered the Billboard Hot 100, they were going to style each other. People hate it. They have no intentions of making the other people look good. They only have evil intentions or funny intentions. Yeah, they're gonna look for the weirdest stuff that they own. I swear. Honestly, these clothes are pretty stylish. But I feel like to other members' eyes, it might look a little bit too tacky. But you know, it's all preference and perspective. It's very common for celebrities to have a room in their house just dedicated to clothes. We call that like clothing room. So not like a closet, but like a whole like bedroom just dedicated to clothes because they have so many clothes. And usually, K-pop idols have a lot of clothes. Having a fashion sense as a K-pop idol is a must. So that's why a lot of K-pop idols have a lot of clothes. Man, but Jin and Suga's space, they have so much clothes and shoes. Man, I have a lot of clothes too, but like, not that much. I like it. I like Tae's outfit that he picked out. It's giving Ravenclaw. I love the pink. That's cute. I do like overalls, though. So are they gonna pick names? Oh wow. I like. The pink. The member's personality coming out. Leggings? So Suga's gonna throw a rose, and wherever it lands closest, that person has to wear what Suga has picked out. RM says Solomon, referencing the wise King Solomon. It did land on Jimin. Jungkook. I love that they're experimenting with each other's outfits, though. I like it. No one wants to wear what Jin has picked out. Everyone's about to lose their minds. Gonna be funny if he lands. Oh, wow. Wow, how did he know? Perfect, I love it. Why did Obi smell it? Yeah, those shoes look really heavy. Man, I'm so excited. that look so small for him. Seokjin is choking. Boyfriend look is a look that Korean girls has coined that they want their boyfriends to dress like. I love you only see their faces with what they're saying. They all look like seven Korean Batmans. Oh, him thanking the fans. Love it. Oh. Nice. Very clean, very slick look. No socks. Yeah. In Korea, a lot of people want like wearing like invisible socks when they wear suits and dress shoes. It's a look for sure. I like it. That's not bad. He seems so uncomfortable. Oh my god. He's acting like a military sergeant just now. That was so funny. Oh, I like it. I can see Namjooning with that on. In like in a really big museum, just rocking that style, walking around, looking at different artworks. turtleneck on guys is always good. Yeah, I think he can lose that hat though. That patched denim hat is not it. That really looks like Hobie style though. Oh, actually though, it's the confidence. It's Hobie's confidence. The socks. Yeah, there's too much pink there. His teeth are clenched. Yeah, I think for this, Jimin kind of won. Yep, flawless. That weird pose that he did at the end, and this pose is a reference to a Korean webcomic called Fashion King. I love that they can, you know, have fun with it and, you know, enjoying the hilariousness of it. It's perfect. You gotta be able to laugh at yourself. It's perfect. Them being over dramatic for the sake of laughs is perfect. He's doing the military turns. And doing the running man. Oh, love it. The sound effect. Being goofy is The Room of Truth is a reference to Don Lee's movie. Because that sweater makes him look big. Hilarious. Is he moonwalking? Oh. Pouchy. And the last but not least, J-Hope. Honestly, his attitude is the most, you know, model-ish right there. That confidence is... Love it. V. International Sunshine Rainbow Superstar. Outrageous. V's amazing presence. Jin is blind right now. He's just standing there. That was pretty good. I liked it. I'm not gonna lie. Not a lot of cultural nuances, but hilarious the same. Alright, any questions about the episode? Yeah, it was really fun. That episode was just funny, and goofy and all that good stuff. Yeah, it's pretty cool to see them trying to sabotage each other's style. What's the Room of Truth? Okay, so there's a movie that by Don Lee or Ma Dong-seok. He is the guy, the big guy who came out in Train to Busan. Do you know? So there's a movie called The Roundup where he stars in it. And he's a cop. And when he's interrogating his the criminals, you know, since you can't use violence, he would tell his other policemen, hey, Room of Truth. And when he says Room of Truth, all the cops start blocking the CCTV or the camera. And then Don Lee just pummels the guy. It's like Batman mode. He pummels the guy to get information to interrogate. It's pretty funny. And it's a whole meme. So there's that. Anyways, thank you guys for watching Run BTS episode 29. I'll catch you guys at episode 30.